Sexy News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The U.S. Senate passed a bipartisan housing bill Thursday that represents the largest in 30 years, aimed at improving affordability and availability through a variety of means. Included in the package that passed 89-10 was a bill authored by Minnesota Senator Tina Smith, titled the Rural Housing Service Reform Act. NPR reports that many of the bill's provisions are meant to boost the United States housing supply. The bill would also ban institutional investors from buying single-family homes with few exceptions. According to Senator Smith, her bill would preserve up to 400,000 affordable homes in rural communities across the country and more than 9,000 units in Minnesota. This would be accomplished by updates to programs at the USDA's Rural Housing Service for the first time in decades.
Think of the elders who live on a fixed income who want to stay in the communities where they raise their families, or people who are living with disabilities or working poor families. Most of the properties in the Rural Housing Service were built in the 1960s with the help of federal mortgages to finance them. And often they were the only affordable places to call home in rural communities. Today, many of these homes are in disrepair, and the Rural Housing Service is in desperate need of reform and modernization.
Fixes include making it easier for nonprofits to assume the mortgages of rural housing properties to fix them up and preserve them for future renters, and giving the service more capacity to work with local banks on financing by modernizing computer systems. The bill will move to a conference committee to iron out some of the differences between the version that already passed in the House. A craft cannabis company proposed for Second Harvest Northland's warehouse in La Prairie is not expected to move forward. Megan Buffington has the story.
Just as plans for a cannabis microbusiness in La Prairie started to move forward, they came to a halt. The City Council approved a conditional use permit on March 2nd, allowing the growth, production, and sale of cannabis products. The applicant planned to buy the shuttered Second Harvest warehouse off Highway 2, but they found out Thursday that the nonprofit has entered a letter of intent with another purchaser. Second Harvest Northland CEO Shay Morris says the building has not yet been sold, and she can't share any details about potential plans.
You know, I need full board approval before we can move forward with any public communication.
La Prairie City Clerk Lisa Murnack says she can't comment on the impact of the potential sale because they have no idea who might be buying the building. But,
you know, we're always happy to have new businesses come in the city.
Second Harvest closed its food bank on the property last year, but the connected food shelf is still serving visitors. But the location is out of the way for many visitors, and surveys show they'd prefer the food shelf to be closer to other services. Morris says Second Harvest has narrowed a new location to three options. The hope is to have a clearer direction in the next few months and then move as soon as possible.
Our plan is to have no disruption to our neighbors in terms of our food shelf program move. That's our desire and our hope.
Second Harvest's board of directors meets at the end of the month, and Morris says there may be more updates in early April. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Despite this week's taste of winter, Minnesota lakes will soon lose their ice cover. Ahead of the seasonal change, crews are deploying the latest strategies to restore lake ecosystems overwhelmed by invasive plants. Minnesota implemented a higher surcharge on boat licenses this year to help local entities pay for controlling aquatic invasive species. Meanwhile, in Scott County, the Cedar Lake Improvement District hired PLM Lake and Management to drill holes through the ice and insert an herbicide that specifically targets invasive plants like curly-leaf pondweed. PLM's Patrick Selter says this plant grows throughout the winter, wreaking havoc when boating season arrives.
About mid to late May, early June, that plant will top out. You can't navigate through it. It's hard to fish in. It really limits your recreational use of a lake.
Selter says over the past decade or so, the response to aquatic invasive species in Minnesota lakes has shifted from weed control to restoration.
The native plants, they are our biological control. We don't have biological controls for some of these species, and our only biological control is our native plants.
Thanks to Minnesota News Connection for this story. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.